Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we've had so many issues and incidents happening throughout America. Of course, you remember Barbecue Becky, Troy. You also remember Permit Patty. Now, Permit Patty called called the cops on an 8-year-old girl selling water on the streets of San Francisco.
Lemonade, wasn't it? Or was it water?
It was water.
It was water.
Oh, it was water. I mean, if it was lemonade, then absolutely you want to call the cops.
Yes. At least get a cut.
Definitely call the cops on that. But that. Water, come on.
But now, and we've also had Bart Bob. That was the guy who called the Bart police because a guy was dining, eating on the train. He was dining. That's the guy how the guy sounded. But now we've got Lifeguard Lucy, or, you know, Pool Sock Sally, whatever you want to call her. So, Troy, let me introduce you to a pool manager who was at a pool, watching children play at a pool, sitting at the edge, dipping their feet in water. A woman identifies herself as a property manager, asked Mr. Yates, who's 25, to remove his socks because they were not proper pool attire. When he did not remove his socks, she called the police. She said she felt that Mr. Yates said he felt racially targeted by the manager, who was Erica Walker was his name, her name. So it's Pool Socks Sally or Lifeguard Lucy. Her real name is Erica Walker. Now, the woman who's in question here and the man who's in question says other people were wearing clothes other than swimsuits, such as hats or shirts in the pool.
Yeah, she basically goes into this long description of everyone around. And there's a long video which unfortunately there was no altercation. I say unfortunately because that's what gives me pleasure when watching this. Not because of the people that are having to be tormented, but basically the people that feel as though it's their right to make sure this is a problem. So there's this long video. I took a little portion of it just so you can hear this woman's frustration about, what are we calling her again?
Lifeguard Lucy,
Lifeguard Lucy, thank you.
She claims her name is Erica Walker. I don't know who she is. I have never seen her when I pay my rent. I have been over here paying my rent. No problem. Yeah, that's no problem, Wade. She had no problems with the black people came to the pool. I don't know what kind of issue she may be trying to make, but I will definitely be reporting this. I think she's calling the police because he has on socks. Oh, let me zoom out. Socks. They have on, she said, proper pool attire. Proper pool attire is right there in the pool rules. So she's basically saying no hats, no shirts, no socks. We have two men who are her friends sitting right here in hats, two hats. We have a man over here sitting in a hat. I don't know who he is. And she claims she's going to call police, security, whoever she needs to call, and I will wait here until she do. With this video rolling.
Well, that's a lot of splashing.
Woo! That's probably what they're calling the cops on. Look, I got to say this. I don't... Permit Patty, she could go to you-know-where. Bart Bob, same thing.
Can we stop calling the cops for every little thing?
Yes.
They have more important work to do.
Amen. Barbecue Becky.
There are practice players out there pulling out guns.
Yeah. Construction Connie. But Pool Sock Sally or Lifeguard Lucy, I got to say this. Socks don't belong in a pool.
Well, yeah. But it also doesn't belong in a 911 call either.
No, it doesn't. I want to put a stop to all socks or shirt in pool people.
Oh.
You can't wear a shirt in a pool. I saw a guy wearing a golf shirt in a pool the other day.
Before we get into this insanity that you're trying to throw out there, did she ask the patron to remove their socks and explain why? Because I could say this.
It's
like
disgusting.
If you've got dirty socks, you know, you're almost washing them in the same water that I'm like swimming in, opening my eyes in, all that stuff. I'm not a super big fan of you wearing like dirty socks into the pool. I'm not a big fan of it. Would I call the police over it? Absolutely not.
It's not a police issue at all.
I would ask them nicely, hey, these are the policies. Would you mind taking off your socks?
Yeah.
Your attire.
Right.
Now, because socks are unusual at a pool.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to wear socks, why not just wear full-blown sneakers in there?
But this
just
case...
Just go in there and wear sneakers.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, like, if you wore Tevas, I probably wouldn't have a problem, but I bet it's against pool rules.
Probably is.
Even though they're, like, even though they're open-toed, but they're...
Nah, get a pair of pool shoes.
Yeah.
Go to a convenience store. It's like $5.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, RJ, this take of yours...
Oh, this
that
is...
no clothing. Hat, shirt.
No, hats are okay. Hat is a... I mean... The top of your head is very difficult to put sunblock on through the hair. The top
I mean,
of the
you
head.
Know, yeah. You used to know. You don't know anymore because you got a full set of hair, courtesy of
Dr. Bashara.
Yeah, buddy.
Which I'm not supposed to.
Nice alley-oop, buddy.
I'm not supposed to be in the sun without a hat on, basically forever.
Even still.
Because it dries out your hair. You don't want that. But the shirt, if you have abnormal body hair or whatever, if you're just you don't like your body. It looks worse with a t-shirt clung to it because of the water. Like, no matter how bad you think you look, it looks worse with the t-shirt.
Yeah, but you're talking about people that don't want to be shamed.
Man.
There's people like me because you guys know I'm ripped.
You are. You're jacked.
I'm jacked.
Big time.
And so I could take off my shirt and go full, Ronnie Coleman at a pool.
Uh-huh.
But for me... I don't want to get burned.
Put some sunblock.
That's the worst place to get burned. My head, absolutely. I have nothing on top. I'm a dome head.
Yeah.
So I have nothing on top. So, I cream that thing down. A lot of sunblock as well. But I don't, like, the worst burn ever is the back burn. So that's why I'm always wearing, like, a tank top or a cutoff. That's what I wear. So if I was swimming with you, you'd call police on me?
Well, I mean, if you were wearing a t-shirt,
Renegade
yes.
RJ.
If you were wearing, like, one of those kids' swim shirts.
I was going to say,
like
what if my son, my 15-month son.
No, they've got
son.
Those kids' swim shirts. Those are a different story.
You better be
those
okay
are designed
with that.
Specifically for the pool. It's basically a wetsuit. I know this is a hot take. All right, get your oven mitts out for this one. I know. All right, I understand that.
Who did you steal that from?
I just made it up right here.
Oh, you did?
I'm fully aware of this one. But, I want to put a stop to all... Because it was the sticking point for me was I was at this birthday party on Friday, an indoor pool, which, by the way, no.
Wait, whoa. What do you mean no?
It's so hot in there. It's got the smell of chlorine. It's just...
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Some guy
really?
Was there.
Really? Indoor pool, not pleasant. That is a hot take.
Hey, have you not been to Epic? Epic is awesome.
I don't know. It just, that is. I don't know. You're walking around on GP? Cold pool water on the side. It's just disgusting. But there was a guy in there with a golf shirt in the water. And I was like, okay.
No.
I was like, this, we've jumped the shark.
Was
on...
he carrying his wedge?
was he that guy?
He didn't.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to put a stop here at all t-shirt and pool guy. All
right. What if I proposed to you as a one fan texter texted in? Jorts. Yay or nay? In the pool.
Oh, I would say nay. It's not proper pool attire.
Oh,
I mean, it's you got to wear
some trunks. I'll let you jump in with your khaki shorts on. You know, khaki shorts like with a belt.
Oh, no.
The same thing.
Can't have the zipper. Can't have a zipper in a chlorine pool, right?
Hockey 26. So some guy walks in with hustle and respect and everything else, and he's wearing his jorts. You'd be like, no, you got to leave my indoor pool.
I would say, John, I can't see your shorts.
I can't see him in this pool.
I can't see you.
And you also got to take the wristbands off. Definitely no wristbands, right?
Yeah. Sean's calling the hotline right now. Stop talking wrestling.
It's not wrestling. We're not talking, bro. We're talking swimming.
No, but no. My thing is, we live in an age now of social media and technology and where you have a phone in your pocket at all times.
Right.
And if you're in a pool, the phone is 5 feet away from you. Is it really that important to you? Are you really, really saving society by calling the cops on someone that's eating a burrito on a train or a little girl selling water?
No, but this is...
Or someone that's in a pool with socks on.
It's become a mode, and this is where I kind of take issue with this particular incident. And I know a lot of people are going to fan text and say, oh, it's being used too often as a way to justify any action taken in response, right? But... People are using this stuff as a means of intimidation. They're calling the police as a means of intimidating other people who they have some disagreement with or don't like. And more often than not, at least in the situations that keep arising and going viral, it does kind of have some racial component to it.
No,
which is
some.
Really frustrating.
Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah.
But at the other times, I mean, I see people getting fired left and right. The guy that called the woman on about the pool that she was trying to enter.
Yep.
Like she was a homeowner, and
yep.
he got fired from his job.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, do I agree with the firing? Probably not, but at the same time, that's what you get in today's society.
You know, I like it as a deterrent, though.
Yeah,
I do like it as a deterrent. You call the police over something that it turns out to be stupid and, like, incredibly menial, you should be fine.
Menial.
Yeah, like, not
I don't even know what that word means.
Yeah, inconsequential.
Like that. Yeah. No, that's true.
That
I mean, you should be fine. You absolutely should be.
And by the way,
all
the fan texters have basically slung my idea about socks being the problem in a pool out the window, like, me taking issue with someone wearing socks in the pool because, as they say, we're all kind of dipping our own junk and nether regions into the pool.
Your junk is not clean.
Your junk is definitely not clean.
Just
showered at 9:30 p.m. last night. It's probably the cleanest of the bunch of us.
Oh, night shower.
Yeah, that was
it's rare
Why?
For you. He doesn't ever shower
Very late.
Before bed.
Very late. I didn't have one during the day, and I went to the gym, and I was like, yeah, I might as well shower.
I went to the gym.
Well, I could, you know, and I was sitting down. My legs were closed for a lot, and I could, it's, you know what I mean. I felt unfresh.
I don't want to know what you mean.
I felt like I needed a shower, and I took one at night. I don't usually like the night shower.
So bottom line, RJ does not want you to wear shirts at the pool.
It's more, yeah, I'm just trying to put a stop.
He's going to snatch your shirt off your back if you do.
I will not touch you. I promise you that. You know me, I don't do confrontation. But
No.
I'm putting an end to it.
Unless we're on a car ride to Houston after several
Lifeguard
hours.
Lifeguard Lucy.
And All then right. he will go ham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.